From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. New York City police confirm explosives were found at a historic cemetery in Manhattan this morning. Commissioner Ray Kelly says a worker at the Marble Cemetery in Manhattan's East Village found a garbage bag containing C4 explosives. Kelly says he doesn't know where the material came from.
It's not commonly available. It could be taken from perhaps a military installation years ago. We don't have the age of this material. It's difficult to tell, but hopefully our investigators will get a better reading of it when it goes to the firing range.
Kelly says the C4 is more powerful than TNT, but was not capable of detonating. The final step before 33 miners are rescued from deep under a Chilean mine is underway. As Richard Reynolds reports from the San Jose mine in remote northern Chile, engineers have begun to lower and raise the capsule that will transport the miners from more than 2,000 feet below ground.
Chile's mining minister said that the miners will start being raised from their deep prison at around midnight Tuesday. The tunnel drilled to rescue the 33 men was completed on Saturday, and earlier today the reinforcing of the top part of the tunnel was complete. The last step was to set up the winch with a special 2,000-foot-long cable that will lower the high-tech rescue capsule down to the miners and lift them out one at a time. They are now testing the capsule, lowering it tantalizingly close to the miners before retracting, ensuring the process will proceed smoothly when the final rescue begins tomorrow. While engineers believe the long half-mile trip up from the underground prison will be safe, there remain dangers for the trapped miners. Falling rock, for instance, could jam the capsule in mid-tunnel. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds at the San Jose Mine.
A British aid worker kidnapped in Afghanistan may have been killed by U.S. forces during a rescue attempt last week. A joint U.S. and U.K. investigation into the assault is underway. As Larry Miller explains, it was initially reported her captors were responsible for the death.
British Prime Minister David Cameron says new details suggest Linda Norgrove did not die when her kidnappers detonated a suicide vest, but could have been killed by a U.S. grenade thrown by the American rescue team. Cameron says he received that news from the head of the NATO force, General David Petraeus. Despite the outcome, Cameron defends the decision to attempt a rescue.
Linda's life was in grave danger from the moment she was taken. Those on the ground and in London feared that she was going to be passed up the terrorist chain, which would increase further the already high risk that she would be killed.
Norgrove was seized 2 weeks ago in an ambush near the Pakistan border. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 6 points at 11,012. NASDAQ Composite Index gaining 9 points. It's at 2411. This is NPR News. President Obama is pushing for a $50 billion plan to start on investments to build, repair, or maintain roads, rail lines, and airport runways.
It should not take another collapsing bridge or failing levee to shock us into action.
The president speaking from the White House today on infrastructure investment that he says will generate many more jobs. The great operatic soprano Joan Sutherland is dead at the age of 83. A statement from her family says she died at her home near Geneva after a long illness. NPR's Paul Brown reports on the life of a singer whose Italian fans called her La Stupenda.
From her native Australia to Europe and North America, Joan Sutherland amazed audiences with a rich voice that never appeared strained over its tremendous range. Many fans and critics saw hers as the only voice comparable to that of a famed soprano of the previous generation, Maria Callas. The tenor Luciano Pavarotti called Sutherland the greatest coloratura soprano of all time, that is, a performer with the ability to execute complex trills and passages including rapid variations in pitch. Joan Sutherland's career covered 4 decades, during which she won special praise for her singing of works by Handel and 19th-century Italian bel canto operas. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Two Americans and a British Cypriot are this year's winners of the Nobel Prize for Economics for research on policies' effect on jobs. This is NPR.